The Marine Corps Air Station at Cherry Point, North Carolina, is a noisy place. Outside, pilots train on fighter jets. Inside, at the base's Naval Air Depot, civilians repair aircraft. A sign at Cherry Point's main gate reads, "Pardon our noise, it's the sound of freedom." It's also the sound of prosperity, even survival. Before the base opened in 1941, there wasn't much happening in the small coastal town of Havelock besides hunting and bootlegging. Today, the base and the depot employ about 15,000 people. Their salaries total more than $1 billion a year.
So it's very, very significant.
Wayne Forbush is dean of the aeronautical training program at the local community college.
That's $5 million every single workday going out of that front gate, out buying hamburgers and dry cleaning and et cetera, and that's turned over many times.
And that's why the four counties surrounding Cherry Point have allocated $165,000 for a campaign to keep the base open. That's more than a dollar for each resident. And the state has gotten into the act, too. While Cherry Point's Naval Air Depot is the largest civilian employer in eastern North Carolina, the area is also home to five other military bases, including Fort Bragg and Camp Lejeune. All told, the bases employ 100,000 military personnel and 20,000 civilians. Losing any of them, says Lieutenant Governor Beverly Perdue, would be devastating.
Right now, eastern North Carolina is desperate for jobs, desperate for money. If we were the 51st state in America, we would be the poorest.
Ms. Perdue is charged with leading the effort to protect North Carolina's military installations. The state has earmarked $2 million for BRAC-proofing, a reference to the Base Realignment and Closure Commission, which will come up with its hit list next year. The commission will consider the military value of each base as well as its sustainability into the future. While North Carolina has a lot of military jobs to lose, it could also gain them if bases close in other states. Ms. Perdue is ready for that possibility. She touts North Carolina's community college training programs and willing workforce. And if that sounds like a typical business pitch, it is.
Just as I would recruit an industry, wow, I'm saying to Secretary Rumsfeld, come on down. We want you here in North Carolina.
Of course, other states are saying the same thing and trying to find ways to make their bases look better than everybody else's. In Ohio, the Department of Development gave $1.5 million to five communities near the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. In cash-strapped California, the legislature came up with $50,000 apiece for seven communities with bases at risk. And Georgia recently hired a retired colonel with base closure experience to lobby on behalf of two facilities near Atlanta.
You have a great day, sir. Thanks, you too.
Back in North Carolina, Havelock Mayor Pro Tem Jimmy Sanders is heading up a committee called the Alliance for Cherry Point's Tomorrow. The aircraft repair depot has appeared on BRAC's hit list twice in the past, but has managed to avoid closure. Mr. Sanders wants to persuade the commission that this is one of the most military-friendly communities in the country. After all, the local furniture outlet offers military people instant credit, and the local cafe gives them curbside service.
We live together, and we play together, and we worship together, and I cannot think of a better place to leave your family, to leave your children, to leave your wife, when you're going to be deployed, than in a community that loves them and cares about them and will look out for them. We are the base, and the base is us.
And local leaders hope to keep it that way for years to come. As part of that effort, they've hired a retired general with political contacts to walk the halls in Washington on Cherry Point's behalf. They also have plans to allow the local government to buy private property around the base to protect it from encroachment by housing and commercial development. As for mounting a campaign to diversify the region's economy, local leaders say no one enterprise can replace 15,000 jobs, so they have no choice but to fight for their bases. For Coast to Coast, I'm Lita Hartman in Havelock, North Carolina.